Coming up next on Lutheran Radio UK.
Songs of Hope. A weekly reflection on the Psalms with Denise Seaman.
Welcome and thank you for joining me today as we read and explore the Scriptures, God's holy word of hope and joy. The chosen psalm this week, titled Sing to the Lord a New Song, is Psalm 149. Praise the Lord! Sing to the Lord a new song, His praise in the assembly of the godly. Let Israel be glad in His Maker. Let the children of Zion rejoice in their King. Let them praise His name with dancing, making melody to Him with tambourine and lyre. For the Lord takes pleasure in His people. He adorns the humble with salvation. Let the godly exult in glory. Let them sing for joy on their beds. Let the high praises of God be in their throats and two-edged swords in their hands, to execute vengeance on the nations and punishments on the peoples, to bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron, to execute on them the judgment written. This is honor for all His godly ones. Praise the Lord. Well, I love music. You can ask anyone who knows me well and they will confirm it. I especially love Christmas music, and during the days of Advent and Christmas, our home was filled with it. Our new TV is one of those that lets you program and store specific music selections into it, selecting our preferred genres such as rock, classical, easy listening, and so forth. So we programmed one genre solely for Christmas music, appropriately titled Joy to the World. Reading this psalm again today genuinely lifted my spirits and put me in a good mood. And more than a good mood, it helps me to focus again on the great gifts God has given to me and to my family. Though in the psalm today we hear the psalmist invoking God's judgment on the evil, he still adorns his righteous with salvation, and we can show our thanks through joyful worship and praise to him. That's maybe one of the best reasons we have to sing and make music, to let God know that we hear his word and want to respond. Congregational and choir singing has been a vital part of our Lutheran worship for nearly 500 years, and it continues to be an essential and uplifting component of our service still today. As one pastor put it, when biblical truth and doctrine are set to music, they become devotional, memorable, teachable, and transformational. Bach is known to have pronounced that 1 Chronicles chapter 25, where it is recorded how David organizes the musicians, is the true foundation of all God-pleasing church music. In 2 Chronicles chapter 20, Jehoshaphat, preparing for war, utilizes Israel's chief weapon of warfare, God-pleasing music. Verse 21 reads, "And when he had taken counsel with the people, he appointed those who were to sing to the Lord and praise him in holy attire, as they went before the army, and say, 'Give thanks to the Lord, for his steadfast love endures forever.' And when they began to sing and praise, the Lord set an ambush against the men who had come against Judah." Martin Luther called music the handmaid of theology, ranking music second only to theology and preaching as the best medium for the proclamation of the gospel. It can be difficult to be a Christian in many societies today. Those who reject Christ can be quite negative in their remarks and actions toward believers. At Christmas time, however, I find that it is much easier to be bold in our faith while sharing scripture-based songs and carols. Hymns like, "O come, all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant. O come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. And joy to the world, the Lord is come." Believers, when we sing these songs, are rejoicing in the gift of a Savior who we desperately needed in a dark world of sin, a Savior who we know will one day be hung on a cross to die for our sins, but rise again to secure for us the joy of salvation and everlasting life with Christ. The calendar might now show that we have moved on from the season of Advent and Christmas, decorations have been taken down, special concerts and services have subsided, and we are on our way into a new year and back to the reality of work, school, travel, and simply surviving. Yet we daily remember God's mercy, grace, and love for us. We know our God, and we want to proclaim Him. One of the great blessings of church worship and Christian radio stations is that we have the joy of singing and listening to hymns of old and new. Why do these hymns and songs mean so much to a believer? Please listen to the words of the Apostle Paul from the book of Colossians, chapter 3, verses 15 through 17. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body. And be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with thankfulness in your hearts to God. And whatever you do, in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him. With our psalmist, let us praise the Lord, sing to the Lord a new song, His praise in the assembly of the godly. From one of Martin Luther's hymns, we pray. Dear Heavenly Father, in poverty He came to earth, showing mercy by His birth. He makes us rich in heavenly ways as we, like angels, sing His praise. All this for us our God has done, granting love through His own Son. Therefore, all Christendom, rejoice and sing His praise with endless voice. Alleluia. Amen.
Songs of Hope with Denise Seaman will be back next week. Please write your comments, suggestions, or requests to info@lutheranradio.co.uk. Check our program online and stay tuned for more.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.